Hello, it's the 10th of October. I'm Steve-O. This is your Bedford News in 100 seconds. 34 new rooms will be added to outpatient services at Bedford Hospital's Cordwell Centre today. The enhancement should increase the number of beds at the facility from 19 to 53, which is expected to have a positive impact on patient wait times. Bedford Hospital's senior sister within outpatients, Hayley Peacock-Jordan, said, "Our clinical teams have played a huge part in the planning of this new space to ensure it meets the needs of our patients. The upgraded resources include 4 e-consultation areas, 27 outpatient rooms that have been purpose-designed, and 3 minor procedure zones. Ms. Peacock-Jordan is optimistic and looking forward to welcoming patients into this modern, patient-centred facility." Detectorists discovered treasure 8 times last year in Bedfordshire, defined as precious metal artefacts 300 years or older. Claims are investigated by the British Museum and shared with a coroner. If confirmed, a museum has the option for purchase, paying the finder an amount based on its value. Failure to report a finding within 2 weeks, however, can result in a fine or time in prison. Luton Borough Council's near-record levels of borrowing are being met with some resistance. In total, the council has borrowed almost £1 billion, which includes the almost £170 million approved for The Stage, a town centre rejuvenation project. Liberal Democrat councillor Peter Chapman cautioned firms are pulling thoughts of developing property because of the massive increase in interest rates. "Our borrowing is getting to the highest it's ever been. Monitoring has been a key part of this." While at Sainsbury's Play Park on Clapham Road in Bedford, Sam Burns spotted a rare Lady Amherst pheasant. He immediately contacted the Royal Society for Protection of Birds, but the fowl disappeared before they arrived. The RSPB believed the bird may belong to a private owner. That's all from me today. However, I will be back tomorrow with your Bedford News updates.